This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Efforts to unseat four members of the Arvada City Council have failed. The city's clerk announced today that circulated petitions calling for a recall election did not get enough signatures to go forward. The petitioners had been trying since June to force the recall over a trash and recycling collection contract that they say was unfair. Counties most affected by this summer's biggest wildfires are getting $5 million in federal money to help recovery efforts. CPR's Dan Boyce tells us a group of officials, including Senator Michael Bennett, announced the funds during a tour of the fire-ravaged Glenwood Canyon.
With firefighters still working to put out the nearby Grizzly Creek fire, Glenwood Springs Mayor Jonathan Godis told the tour of officials he's already looking to next year.
We got spring runoff coming. We got rains coming next summer, and that is immediate, urgent need.
The steep, fire-blackened walls of Glenwood Canyon will now be especially prone to flash floods and rock slides. That puts the Colorado River and the critical I-70 corridor at risk. The money is from a federal emergency protection fund. Officials say more restoration money will be needed. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
And we're continuing with All Things Considered. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Friday afternoon. Up next, North Carolina became the first state to send out 2020 election mail-in ballots today. Despite the controversy surrounding it, experts believe mail-in voting this year will be record-breaking. How election officials are handling the demand in a couple of minutes. And in 10 minutes, President Trump has made no secret that he doesn't trust all mail-in voting. He's urged people to try to vote twice to test the system, and he's even criticized ballot drop boxes. Where does that leave his supporters in Colorado? A state that relies on mail ballots and drop boxes.
Rigged is a strong word. That would have to be like provable. But I feel like there's a lot of things being said and done and put into place to ensure he doesn't get reelected.
How some Colorado Republicans are thinking about the president's election security accusations ahead here on CPR News. Stick around. It is 97 degrees in Grand Junction with some very clear skies. The weekend will be just as warm, and 91 in Pueblo, up to 99 tomorrow, and 102 on Sunday. Stay hydrated. This is CPR News.